When some military service members return to the civilian life, the change can be disorienting. Now the Native American community is reaching out to help vets with a modern-day version of an ancient ceremony known as calling home. Tonight, the University of Washington will honor Puget Sound veterans of all wars with a ceremony at the Washabalt Intellectual House on the Seattle campus. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
For Air Force veteran Catherine Pratt, coming home didn't feel that way at all. The rituals were gone. So was the sense of purpose and camaraderie of military life.
It was so bizarre. It really was.
Pratt left the Air Force in 2012. Her parents flew down from Oregon to pick her up at Edwards Air Force Base in California.
I will always remember the very first night we made it to Monterey. We were spending the night in Monterey Bay. And we found a Korean restaurant, my mother's Korean, and we had this gigantic meal, and there's this really derpy photo of me, like, leaned over Aldebanchan with, like, the derpy, like, thumbs-up grin on my face. Like, that was the day that I left the military.
All her life, Pratt felt like she was involved in something bigger. She did team sports in high school. In college, she was part of the Reserve Officers Training Corps. When she returned to Seattle, Pratt was surrounded by family, but she still felt disconnected.
I was glad to be done, but at the same time, there was almost an emptiness of, I no longer, and I'm going to use this in the broadest sense, but I no longer have a tribe.
Isak Sijabrain understands the importance of tribe and transition. Brain is a citizen of the Abzalaga Crow Nation in southeast Montana. The Crow are a warrior tribe. For centuries, they've called the spirit of their warriors home through ceremony. Even today, Brain says for his friends and family, this ceremony is a sacred spiritual transition where everyone has a role and shares the burden.
Because we see that if we don't go through this ceremony and someone comes home, you know, they're basically lost and it takes a while. Those are the folks that need our extra care where I'm from. And you know, here too, I mean, we do, with some of our veterans need extra care. And so this is just our way of creating that space, creating that ceremony, creating those steps to return home.
As the tribal liaison for the UW, Brain helped plan this week's ceremony. For the first time, veterans who are not members of the tribe will be able to participate in a modern-day version of this ancient ceremony at the Washabalt Intellectual House on campus.
We're creating a ceremony to call the spirit of our warriors home. For those of us who are not veterans, it's going to be eye-opening. It's going to be a beautiful thing to share this with each other.
Air Force veteran Catherine Pratt is now a PhD student in electrical engineering. She plans to participate in the ceremony to help find closure.
Just knowing that there was an end, that I can then move forward and I can tell other people about.
Pratt has become active in Husky United Military Veterans. She wants to help better integrate her military and civilian experiences to bridge understanding between the two groups.
Part of what's important about being a veteran and being involved is people need to know that veterans come in all shapes, flavors, sizes, and I don't want people to assume certain things, and the only way they're not going to assume things is if I tell them and say, hi, I'm a veteran, I was in the Air Force.
Brain hopes this ceremony brings a new perspective to veterans like Pratt and civilians who come forward to participate. In his culture, no veteran carries his or her service alone. Brain says this modern version of the ancient ceremony can be the start. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.